that's right. It's a continuation of the Isla Van Show. Peggy and I have already done our hour together, and now I am in interview mode. I have Jana Lee with Circus Stella. The circus is coming to town, and it's humans and dogs together in this circus. I think you're going to find this very, very interesting. Looking forward, have her on the line right with me right now. Jana Lee, how are you today?
Hi, good morning, Ann. I'm very well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, I was reading over your background bio, and I watched all the videos that's on your website. I tell you what, one of the things that amazed me was you and, actually, it was your husband, too, although you were performing separately, on the Ellen DeGeneres show. That must have been a pretty huge experience.
Oh, my, you can't even imagine. I was so excited. I could hardly contain it. It was really just so much fun. They made the whole thing just really exciting for both of us.
Now, how did you get on the show? Just for people that might say, I've got a talent, how did you get on the show?
Right. Well, I was just really lucky, actually. Their producers are constantly, you know, scouring YouTube videos for interesting things, and they actually found me. They called. And who gets a phone call from the Ellen DeGeneres show, you know? So I let it go to voicemail because I didn't recognize the number. And then when I heard the message, I didn't even believe that it was real.
Yeah.
But I called them back because I'm not totally stupid. So I called them back, and sure enough, it was the producers for the Ellen show. And I told them about my husband. They had seen one of my videos, and I sent them links to one of his videos, so we both ended up on the show. But it's an audience hidden talent, you know, it's secret, so we couldn't,
right,
we pretended not to know one another, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. And, you know, I think one of the comments you made in there is that, you know, you did your back, like you go back and do like a backflip type thing, your feet are on the ground, your hands are on the ground, and then you tell this guy to stand on you. That's pretty interesting, Jana.
Thanks. That was actually long ago. That was my husband's idea. It's a stunt that he had seen done in one of the many circus performances he'd watched. And he knew I was a gymnast. I came from an acrobatics background and just knew that I could handle a trick like that. And so I learned it ages ago, and I just loved that stunt. And I tested myself. You know, I wanted to know, well, gosh, how much weight could I carry, really? Because the weight of one gentleman didn't seem like a big deal, so I just kept upping it and upping it and upping it until I got to about 300 pounds, and I just haven't found anybody heavier than that that's willing to stand on me. So I feel like I could carry more than that. So,
well, see, I was watching, didn't I see one where there was somebody sitting on top of somebody's arms, and then they got on top of you? I mean, you need to just keep going up higher here with people sitting on top of people.
I know, right? Oh, see how tall we could get it. We could do your drywall for you, maybe paint some buildings.
Well, that is terrific. And then you got a really nice present for being on there. What was it, a computer? Wasn't it a laptop?
Yeah, the first time we got little Lenovo laptops, which we were not expecting. That was so generous. They were just very nice and really exciting. And then I actually made a second appearance on the Ellen show about a year later, and that time we got $500 gift cards to Best Buy. Now, it's a couple of years ago, and I still have it. I haven't spent all the money yet. I'm still hoarding it away.
Never know when an emergency may come up and you need something, right?
Right, some entertainment, absolutely.
Well, that is terrific. But, you know, I was reading over your, I mean, so you have been around is the point I was trying to make. I mean, when you're on the Ellen DeGeneres show, that's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
lucky.
And, of course, you are coming to town here next Saturday. That is going to be the 13th of April. Adult tickets, I'm just going to put this out here, Jana, are $10. Children's tickets are $5, and a family of four for only $25. You and your husband perform, but you also bring, I could guess we could say the circus is going to the dogs.
Yes, yes. That's our main reason for performing, actually. My husband has been doing a show for years and years. He does rope walking, balancing, and acrobatics by himself. It's an amazing show. And I myself have been doing some fire reading and acrobatics and aerial, the trapeze and aerial silk. And what we really wanted to do was merge the shows. We really wanted to have one show we could do together, and we wanted to incorporate our dogs. They love learning tricks. They are pets first and performers second, but they're with us anyway, so we thought, well, we might as well put them in the show. They're so fantastic, and they're all rescued dogs, so we thought they could be ambassadors, you know, for Shelter Kind and let people really see right there in front of them how wonderful dogs that come out of the animal shelters can be. And so they've all learned tricks, and they are in the show with us, so now it's a one big family affair. And this show for Piedmont Technical College, we're really excited. We've also brought in a friend of ours to join us. His name is Adam Lowe. He's going to act as our ringmaster and sort of wrangle the whole thing for us. So it's going to be a big event. We're really excited about it.
Well, that is terrific. Now, I understand I have a dog. In fact, I say that I have a little girl in dog's clothing. She's a Weimaraner, and she doesn't really know she's a dog. I was reading over your bios about your dogs. I think you have some in that grouping.
Absolutely. We treat them like family members, and they sure do have their own personalities, and I'm not exactly sure they realize they're dogs either. I agree.
Well, that's terrific. But what made you decide to go in to become a contortionist, aerobatic person? What made you decide to go into this?
Well, when I was growing up, I just had the most wonderful grandmother, and we spent lots of time together. And every year, she would take me to go see Ringling Brothers. They came through town every year, and we went and had seats every year, and I just loved it. I looked forward to it all year long. It was, you know, there's like Christmas, and there's my birthday, and then there's Circus Day, and I love the trapeze was always my favorite act, and I always wanted to learn trapeze. I really liked the lion tamers, too. My grandmother liked those as well, and I just never lost that dream. I think a lot of kids think it would be fun to learn trapeze, and I'll tell you, it is really fun to learn trapeze, but I just never let go of it, and it was really a realization one day that I could afford it. I had saved up. I'm really careful with money. I'm a penny pincher, and I had saved up a bunch of money. I was like, you know what? I could just buy one. I could just buy a trapeze. I think I'll do that. I'm just going to buy one. I'll put it in the backyard, and I will figure out how to use it. So that's how that came about, and it is right now in this very moment in my backyard, in the only house in the neighborhood with the trapeze rig.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know what? I guess some people keep them in the bedroom. That could be an interesting time.
I think our ceilings are too low.
Well, in other words, you really are a high performer.
Right on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Jana, can you just hold on a second? We're going to hear just a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk to you some more. It's a fascinating story here today, right here with Jana Lee. She is here with Circus Stella. They are coming to town next Saturday. You got to go to the circus, see the dogs, see them perform. Only $10 for adult tickets, $5 for kids. It's all at Piedmont Tech. Hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right here, Sharp Facets Gallery this morning. The sun, it is shining. Looks like it's going to warm up to about the mid-60s today. I do have Jana Lee with Circus Stella on the phone here with us this morning. The circus is coming to town next Saturday right out there at Piedmont Tech. It's going to be a lot of fun, and what makes it extra special is they also have these dogs that have been rescued, and they perform too. You know, I keep trying to get Gracie, Jana, to do some work around here. We own a jewelry store and a radio station. I keep trying to get her to do some work around here. So far, I haven't convinced her. I think it's great that you actually can put your dogs to work, too.
I know. We like to tell them, okay, girls, earn your kibble.
Earn your kibble.
Yeah, we're totally joking. We would never make the dogs perform if they weren't in the mood for it. But they just eat it up. They love it, and it really makes the show so much fun for everyone.
Oh, sure, sure. And I think it's terrific that you're able to do this and that you've been able to train them. So, and how many dogs are in the show?
Well, we have 5 dogs, and our oldest dog is Rosie. She's our matriarch. She is 14 now, which is quite old for a dog. And so she's not in the show anymore, but she still travels with us, and we bring her to the show. So a lot of times people like to pet her. She's very sweet. And then the 3 middle dogs are all in the show, and Stella is actually the dog we named the circus after. She has so much personality. She's hilarious. The things that she can say to you just with her eyebrows alone just speak volumes. And then the youngest dog, she is only 17 weeks old. She's a puppy. Her name is Mabel. And she'll be coming along with us, but she won't be in the show yet either.
Oh, well, you know, that sounds great. I know people are going to love to come out there and see you at Piedmont Tech. But you were talking about you decided to get your own trapeze and all this kind of stuff. But how did you make the jump from, let's see, you went to UNCG, you were in religious studies. We were talking about that off air. How did you make the jump into becoming your job?
Well, actually, I was just really lucky because I knew from a very young age that I wanted to do circus skills for a living. And I held on to that. I took gymnastics all through middle school and high school. I learned the acrobatics. I learned how to juggle when I was about 13. And by the time I went into college, I already had a little show that I was doing at the Carolina Renaissance Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very kind to give me that opportunity. I filmed it back in the days of VHS. I sent it out to other events. And so I was already booked in the summer, so I would go to school for a semester and then take off in the summer and do the show anywhere that I could get hired and then go back to school. So during school, I knew that I had a career in the circus, which gave me the luxury of really being able to major in anything I wanted to. So I chose religious studies because I found it interesting, and I still find it really interesting. And but that whole time, I sort of knew that I wasn't going to have to rely on my college education as my career. So I was really in a place of luxury to be able to choose that. A lot of kids don't have that option, so I never take that for granted.
Now, one of the things, you know, we always think about circus people as being a little zany, the vagabonds. They never really have a home. What do you have to tell us about being a kind of a vagabond? You go to different shows. How does that work for y'all?
Gosh, I just feel like I'm so lucky to have the best of both worlds. I have a really nice little home here in North Carolina, not too far from you guys, actually. And I'm home about 6 months out of the year. My shows are close enough that I can go out and back, is what we call them. We have an out and back show. Like the one in South Carolina, we'll be out and back. We'll leave from home, we'll go to the show, and then we'll come back home. And then about 6 months out of the year, we are on the road. We don't see this house. My parents take care of it for me while I'm gone. We have a trailer that we haul with us, and we live in that trailer. And most of those shows are in New England, and we're just gone for about 6 months. And I really enjoy that. I like getting to travel. I like getting to see the country, and I think it makes me appreciate even more the time that I do get to spend at home. They say the grass is always greener on the other side. When I'm on the road, I miss my house. And when I'm in my house, I miss being on the road.
So you have a wandering spirit of sorts there.
I think so.
Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about your husband. He also has been performing since childhood.
Yes, his name is Dexter Tripp. He does rope walking, balancing, and acrobatics. He is incredible. Some of his skills are things that only a handful of folks in the entire world are able to do. For instance, he can ride a unicycle on a slack line. It really is an amazing feat to witness the unicycle up on the rope. I have never seen anyone else do it. There are other acrobats who do that, but the fact that my husband is one of them, I just couldn't be more proud. He takes rehearsal very seriously. He's always developing new routines and new skills, and he's hilarious. Like, his comedy just cracks me up. I'm always feeling like I'm laughing on stage, and it's always very genuine because I never know what he's going to say, and he's very funny. So I really appreciate that aspect of his performance as well.
Well, that's pretty neat. So y'all will be here this coming a week from Saturday. Y'all will be down here for the day. Now, I got to ask you, How do you keep yourself in shape? I imagine this has got to be kind of rigorous on your body if you're letting human beings stand on your stomach.
Yeah, gosh, that's a loaded question. I love to run, so I do a lot of cardio, and I really do enjoy running. And practicing helps keep me in shape because what I do is mostly like lifting my body weight with my own. Sorry, I'm getting call waiting. I'm ignoring it.
Okay.
With my own arms. And so that keeps me in shape as well. But I do have a cycle, and I will tell you, I am not the proudest of it. I am pretty much like in great shape from about April through November. And then I get home, and I have some time off, and I have Thanksgiving, and I have Christmas, and I have pie, and I have soda. And then usually come like February, I'm like, holy cow, Dana, what have you done? You have to go exercise. And this happens every year. So I'm just like anybody else in that way.
Well, you know, you have to have incredible abdominals, though, to be able to have somebody stand on your stomach.
Do you want to know the secret to that trick?
Absolutely.
The secret, and I will tell you. That trick is all about your skeleton. Your skeleton is very strong, and if you are flexible enough to align your skeleton into the shape of an arch, geometrically, an arch supports three times its own weight. So really, it's about being flexible enough to move your skeleton into a really nice arch, and then your bones support all that weight. So I don't have to flex too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
It is cool.
And I certainly hope that people are going to come out next Saturday. The show is actually at Saturday, April 13th at 3 p.m. The door is open. The show actually starts at 4 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's out at the new James Medford Center out there. You'll just love it. So come on out and see them. Tickets are only $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You know, it's going to be huge. And we sure appreciate the fact that you all are coming down here, and the circus is not going to the dogs. The dogs actually make it that much more fun, Jana.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me. It has been my pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, listen, is there anything else you need to tell us before I let you go?
Well, gosh, just know, may all your days be circus days. I think we'll close with that. Thank you.
All our days be circus days. My life here at Sharp Facets is like a three-ring circus every day. Thanks a lot, Jana.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.